our guest this hour, Ed Danielson, who says these Sven and Ollie jokes aren't that funny.
You're a hard act to follow.
Yeah. A bad joke is a great setup. You can take it. You can. It's uphill from there. Yeah,
silence speaks wonders.
Yeah. My favorite is, you know, the two guys meet on the street. And one says, "Are you Swedish?" And the other one says, "No, I'm Norwegian." And the first guy says, "Well, you look like a Swede to me." And the other guy says, "Well, I've been sick for 6 months."
There's a legacy of discord between Norwegians and Swedes.
Not only that, the Swedes are notorious for being self-deprecating.
That's good.
Make themselves the butts of their own jokes. Anybody that eats lutefisk, you know, is well deserving of being the butt of jokes, I have to tell you. So,
Ed Danielson here to share his Swedish Christmas with us. The idea started when we started talking about lutefisk. And so, Ed, what is this?
Lutefisk is dried cod.
Okay.
You take the fish and you soak it in water for a few days and change the water every day. And then you take it out of the water and you put it in a solution of lye and water and you soak it for a couple of days in that. And then you let it dry. And it comes out with the consistency of a 2x4. And then you soak it. When you're ready to prepare it, you soak it for a considerable amount of time until you get all the lye out of it, because lye is, you know, deadly poison.
Right.
You're not going to be eating lye.
Right.
Lutefisk actually means lye fish. Lute is lye.
This had to do with ancient food preservation or something.
Exactly right. In the ancient days, in the cold Scandinavian winters, you know, people would set their fish aside and have it available through the season.
Yeah, we have the same thing. It's dried fish. And it's called bacalao.
Yeah.
And they do the same
thing.
Very
much like
that. But what they do is they soak it, let the salt get out of it, because salt is put in it to preserve it.
Right.
So you just let it soak.
That's
but
right.
The lye, man, that's going a whole nother extreme there.
It's colder in Sweden than it is in Puerto Rico.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
Well, bacalao is also Portuguese, I believe, and Spanish, I suppose, as well.
Sure.
But it's also cod.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So where's the Lutefisk Festival in Denver?
The Swedish Club of Denver has a Lutefisk feed every year in January.
Okay.
My particular Lutefisk festival is at this year at my sister's house. She'll be making the Lutefisk, and I'll be making the köttbullar, which are Swedish meatballs, and we'll have a julskinka, which is a Swedish Christmas ham. And I'm thinking about making a risgrynsgröt this year, which is a rice pudding.
It's so interesting that all these holiday foods and platters from different regions of the world are basically, it's the same food just approached and cooked differently.
Yeah, that's
We have rice pudding too.
Rice pudding.
Yeah.
You brought with us some glug.
I did. Have a slug of glug. It'll put you under the rug.
Glug. What is this?
Glug. It'll put you under the rug.
My father-in-law used to say.
Oh my! It's early.
It's pretty good.
It's nice. It's good. It's good warm.
Yeah.
Let's just in full disclosure here. Ed Danielson, by the way, is retired recently. Okay. He doesn't have to get up, and he can go down whenever he wants.
I haven't.
So
been up,
you know, that's a great luxury.
This early in a while, I have to say.
So. He can get up whenever he wants, and he can go down anytime he's ready. And so, glug to him at 8:40 in the morning doesn't matter.
Not a big deal.
All right, you sipped yours.
Yeah, it's warm and it's tasty. It's hot spiced wine.
Yeah.
Red wine.
It's almost like wine. It's port, actually.
Yeah, it's almost like a sangria, but warm. Yeah.
Very much like that. So. Delicious. Good stuff.
It is,
washes the lutefisk down. There are people who actually claim to like lutefisk. I know one person who actually says lutefisk is yummy. And I don't know too many people who would say that. But, you know, it's the texture more than anything else that bothers people about lutefisk. The flavor is fine. It just tastes like fish.
Yeah.
But it's very gelatinous because the lye...
Gelatinous.
Destroys the tissue in the fish. So when you get it and you prepare it and you cook it, it comes out and it wobbles on your plate like a bowl of Jello.
Now, does your sister prepare it the same way, the old way?
Put it in the oven and bake it.
Okay, but I mean, it comes pre-prepped.
Well, yeah, you buy it now and it's frozen and you don't have to soak it.
You don't have to do any of that.
I remember my dad doing that when I was a little kid. He'd bring it home and you'd have to soak it in the basement for several days, but we don't do that anymore.
What kind of aroma does that give?
Fishy.
Okay.
To put it mildly. I would have brought you some, but you don't want to stink up the house more than once a year. So
yeah, not to mention we have in our symmetrically sealed Five Points Media Center, and it would stay here for a while.
And the same thing applies to Chitlins, okay? You don't want to
stink up the
house for more than a day or some special event.
Now there's a topic, Steve. Make note of that. Foods that stink. Okay? Next week on Eats and Beats.
And people, some people love it.
Got it.
I guess the one broader Swedish holiday tradition, Santa Claus, not Swedish, although you're pretty close to the North Pole there in Sweden.
Sweden is pretty close to the North Pole, but they celebrate with Tomtegubbar, which is an old elf. Tomtegubbar, you can see Swedish figurines of Tomtas in a lot of Swedish households with a long gray beard and a red cap, and he's sort of the substitute to Santa Claus in Sweden.
Ed Danielson with a Swedish Christmas. Fabulous.
All right. Is that it?
I got a lyric here.
Yeah, please. Okay.
This is to the tune of O Tannenbaum.
Oh, yes.
Yes. O Lutefisk, O Lutefisk, how fragrant your aroma. O Lutefisk, you put me in a coma. You smell so strong, you look like glue, you taste just like an overshoe. But Lutefisk, come Saturday, I think I eat you anyway. And the climax, O Lutefisk, when my poor heart stops beating, the pearly gates will open wide, I'll see the angels eating from steaming platters of the stuff, and there will always be enough, O piece of cod that I adore, O Lutefisk forevermore.